What's up, Liron here. Thank you for joining me in another episode of my daily podcast. I think I'm going to use this episode as the opportunity to wrap up this week. I will say it was a bit of a challenging week because I had a lot of workload and I'm still trying to get used to the new work plan that it's a little more I would say aggressive in the things I want to achieve. And so today was, this week was very challenging mentally as well. And I, there were some stuff that I kept rolling over to the next day every day and was a bit discouraging and disheartening. But overall, my productivity was good. I did spend the time working. I wasn't really resting. I think I do have a bit of a ways to become more efficient with my time use. I can waste just a bit of time here and there, but that's good. That's to the minimum. Now, today I edited and scheduled a video that I think will be really good. I actually painted the same scene several times in different interpretations of the light and shadow and tried to really achieve what I think is closer to perfection. And I think I was very successful in that. And what I basically did was an exercise in simplifying the scene. So I painted the same scene several times, but what I was trying to do is decrease the number of values. So when you look at a scene, you have an innumerable amount of values. You have all sorts of grays in between black and white. What I tried doing is dumbing down the scene into basically three values: black, white, and gray in the middle. This is something I'm starting to experiment with lately. And I just find that it simplifies the scene for the viewer and it allows for I would say just better readability, especially with more complex scenes. I would say that a part of simplifying them is to make them the values fewer, make the composition simpler, of course, and simplify the details of the actual elements inside the scene. But one of the elements really is the values that I really tried minimizing, and I think I was really successful in it, and you will get to see this on Saturday's YouTube video, which I think is going to be one of my best ones recently. I think I'm slowly building up a nice quality of videos, and I don't mind if they don't get initially a lot of views. What I'm thinking of is to post the most high-quality stuff I can so that I ensure that people, they build watches over time. So it's like a slow cooking video. So instead of getting tons of views in the beginning, what hopefully will happen is that with time they will gain more and more momentum and get more views gradually. So this is it. This is my week. In a nutshell, spent a lot of time on content creation, not enough time on working on my upcoming products. I have a book and a course coming up. So that's something I need to focus on. I won't have too much time during this weekend to work like I usually do, because this weekend I have some stuff on Friday and Saturday, but I will do my best to catch up maybe, I don't know even when, maybe Friday, tomorrow morning I'll try and do my best. So anyway, this is it. This is my update. Let me know how you are doing. How was your week and how was your day? I'd be happy to help with anything. So feel free to drop me a message on Instagram or YouTube, comment on YouTube or anything like that. And I'll be happy to talk about the topics that interest you. My Instagram is Lironyanil. So that's Lironyanil. That's the best place to send me a message. Again, Lironyanil, that's Lironyanil. If you're using the Anchor.fm app, then you can actually send me a voice message. So if you want to do that, or you can do that on Instagram. I want to thank you so much, and I will talk to you again in another episode, probably next week. Take care.